This past Tuesday night, on a Zoom graduation, I heard Mrs. Itzkowitz, the principal of Gnosis Sorolla of Baltimore, tell over that at one point in her life, when she was very overwhelmed, she used to say to herself, "Oy, I can't do this anymore." Then she read a book about positive messages, and she changed that "Oy, I can't do this anymore" to "I can do this a little at a time." She changed her message and changed her life. That is the power of positivity. Rashi begins this week's parsha where he asks a question. Lama nismecha parshas Meraglim leparshas Miriam. Why is the episode of the spies juxtaposed next to the episode of Miriam when she became a Metzora? Answers Rashi, Lefi, shaloksal iske dibo shadibur ba'achia. She was smitten by Tzoras because she spoke Lashon Hara about her brother. V'rishoim halolu, and these evil people, ra'u v'lo lachu musa, they saw and they did not take proper rebuke. Asks Reb Aaron Leib Steinman Zeche Tzadik Levracha. What is the comparison? What do we want from the spies? Miriam spoke about another human being. The spies spoke about trees and rivers and fruits and mountains. Why do we take him to task? Specifically pointing at the episode of Miriam that they should have taken Musar. That was about speaking about a human being. So Raglam perhaps weren't going to talk about the human beings, but this was about inanimate objects. What's the comparison? What should they have taken a lesson, Musar, from the episode of Miriam? So Rav Steinman Zecher Tzadik Levracha answers that the lesson they should have taken from the episode of Miriam is that we all should try to speak positively about everything. About, of course, another person. About Itzim and Avonim. About trees and stones. Everything. Our words are to be positive. Positive words. The power of positivity can change one's life and can change others' lives as well. I want to conclude with a story that happened to me many years ago when I was a head counselor of a camp, an overnight camp. The last night at camp, the director of the camp came over to me and handed me 23 envelopes. In each one was a check for each of the counselors. And he said to me, "Look, you're the head counselor. Tomorrow before everyone leaves, you hand out the checks." Fine. Sitting there in the office late at night, the rest of the camp was busy packing up, cleaning up. I was alone in the office. An idea fell into my head. I said, "You know what? I'm going to try to write a note to each of the counselors and include it with the check in the envelope. And in the note, point out one or two positive things that the counselor added and contributed to the summer." So I sat down on a small, like 5x7 legal pad, and I wrote a note to each counselor and put it into their envelope with their check. Next day, as everyone was getting off the buses, I handed out the checks. And the buses left, the summer was over. 2 years later, I was learning in Lakewood Yeshiva, and I was sitting in the dining room one day by lunch. Another bacher comes and sits down opposite me at the table, and we start schmoozing, and he was a bacher that was a counselor that summer in camp. And as the conversation started moving towards camp, he suddenly took out his wallet and he took out a piece of paper that looked like it was crumpled and folded and refolded a million times. There was creases all over. He unfolds it and shows me and says, "You see, I still have your letter." I don't know how many times this Bacher went to the letter to review its contents, which weren't very long, but that's the power of positivity that we, all of us, can share to change another's life. Each one of us are strong. Each one of us are armed. Each one of us are billionaires in the sense that we can share a compliment, a positive vibe towards somebody else that can literally last for years and years. That's the lesson of positivity. That's the lesson of the Meraglim. And that's something that each one of us have in our possession to literally not only change our lives through positivity, but to change the lives of the people around us by sharing that positivity, giving a sincere compliment that will last a long, long time. Thank you.